This is Catherine Fabrizio with Daughters Rising, with help for the good daughter suffering from the good daughter syndrome. The hidden reason you can't stand up to your narcissistic or difficult mother and what to do about it. As a psychotherapist to women for over 30 years, I have seen this pattern over and over again. Daughters of narcissistic or difficult mothers trapped in the role of the good daughter can't bring themselves to stand up to their mothers. Now, fast forward countless psychotherapy sessions and let me cut to the psychological chase. I will let you in on a secret. Here is what might be holding you back. What if deep down you keep chasing the illusion that if mom is okay, she will approve of you? Then you can imagine you'll finally feel good enough. This is especially powerful for the daughter of the narcissistic mother, or the one who has narcissistic traits. You may not be fully conscious that this hope is underpinning so much of your reluctance to disappoint or challenge mom. By operating under this false, but understandable, assumption, you're putting your happiness in her hands. And in emotional Groundhog's Day, you keep trying to make mom happy so she'll stop being critical and give you the unconditional love you yearn for. I hear you and have been there. Just one more try, one more explanation, one more attempt at approval, and you will still get the, air quotes, suggestion for improvement. But I'm just trying to help, mom retorts. If left unchecked, this dynamic can run your life and ruin your happiness. You never fully live. You're left wondering, when is it going to be my turn? It's all too much. Something has to give. You know, deep down, trying to set healthy boundaries is what with your mom is what you need to do. Even if mom gets on your last nerve and your resentment builds, you may still be terrified to cut the strings enough to make that healthy separation. The little girl in you has been trained not to speak up, to be good for mom. If you do set those boundaries, two things will most likely happen. Number one, your mother will not like it that you're moving on without her. If I'm right, you can expect pushback. And number two, the sky won't fall. She will survive. In fact, she may ultimately feel a bit of release. Sooner or later, you realize you do neither one of you any real favor to dance to her tune if it's destructive to you. If the relationship is unbalanced, it serves neither one of you. It's better to be true to yourself than to be good for someone else. Will this be easy? Heck no. When you decide to step out and set those boundaries, prepare to feel terrified. That feeling alone, though, doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong. Yet, you're stepping off an emotional cliff. The ground that you felt beneath you has always been shaky, even shifting, but it's the only ground you know. And now about that pushback? Perhaps you've always checked your decisions with mom and or acted in accord with her expectations. What if both of you expected this of each other? What if she expected herself to guide you and be solely responsible for your success? Yeah, what about that? It may feel, on some level, comforting and right. You feel like a good person, obedient and inclusive. Mom maintains her authority over you. So what's the problem with that? The problem is you never step fully into your own life. If mom weighs in on all of your decisions and runs roughshod over your boundaries, you never stand on your own 2 feet. You never get the chance. No decision is ever truly yours and yours alone. This, in turn, erodes your self-confidence. And if you're real with yourself, you realize that living for her, or what you assume is living for her, has prevented you from claiming both your mistakes and celebrating your successes for yourself. It isn't good for either one of you. This has left you in an uncomfortable limbo. Here's the good news. It will get easier, and life can be better. There are ways to set healthy boundaries and take back your power. I've been there. I'd like to help you. This is how we rise.